Louisiana has lost a football field of land every hour over the course of 25 years due to coastal erosion. But the people of Louisiana are fighting back to preserve their homes. We'll check in with efforts in New Orleans a little bit later. But first, we're turning our attentions to southern Louisiana, where four indigenous tribes from the region and one from Alaska have filed a formal complaint with the UN, citing that the U.S. is not protecting these areas from climate change. For more, we're joined by Chief Cheryl Parfait Dedore of the Grand Caillou Dulac Band of the Biloxi Chitimacha Choctaw Tribe. Chief Cheryl has advocated for years to get officials to recognize the problems plaguing her community, and she joins us now on Skype. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Chief, before we dive into the lawsuit, I want to get a sense from you about where your part of the tribe is located on the southern Louisiana coastline. Can you paint a portrait for us of your home?
We are at the very end of the Gulf Coast. Oh, my goodness. It's absolutely beautiful. It still has some trees in some areas, and it's got moss, and there's hunting in the backyard, fishing in the front, you know, and all of our family pretty much lives right next door to each of us. And the laughter, the joking, I mean, it's, there is no other place like it.
You've lived there all of your life. We know Louisiana is losing land due to rising sea levels and soil erosion. How has your home changed and your community changed as a result?
I can tell you, I'm going to be 40 in March. And I can remember when I was a young girl, you know, I was a teenager. And we would go running through the woods, you know, going way further than my dad said we could. And there had to be at least 1,500 or more feet of depth. So we had lots of land to run on and hide in all the trees. And, you know, we were able to grow up as kids, you know, native kids in our environment. And now I'm 39, you know, and I go back to some of these same areas, and we're lucky if we have even 500 feet of depth left. You look out and you can see the dead trees. And my community doesn't look anything like it used to. I have children. I have four children, and they see death. Hmm. They see our home dying.
You argue that climate change is to blame for this. And as we mentioned, you and other tribes in Louisiana and Alaska have made a formal complaint with the UN where you state that the U.S. government has failed to protect the human rights of tribal lands in Louisiana and Alaska who are being forcibly displaced from their ancestral lands. What prompted you to make a formal complaint specifically to the UN, and what do you hope this complaint accomplishes?
No, we're hoping that this can grab hold and wake people up and we can have action taken for once. Look, just because you want to deny climate change doesn't mean it's not happening. We have done everything possible. We've tried working with the government officials and, you know, making sure that we could finally get a seat at the table, which that just started taking place a few years ago. And, you know, when you start looking at the bigger picture and you're like, okay, wait a minute, what is really going on here? You know, why aren't we getting the protections that you see in other areas? And it's very visible just to anyone looking, you know, and then you start finding out that your elected officials have vested interest in oil and gas and the things that actually harm your communities, you know, and then you start going, oh, my gosh, we're actually sacrifice zones.
What's next for you in this fight?
I really wish that we didn't have to fight. You know, we pray and we do the best we can with the tools we have, and we reach out to whoever we can to help us in our fight.
That's Chief Cheryl Parfait Dedore of the Grand Caillou Dulac Band of the Biloxi Chitimacha Choctaw Tribe. Chief, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.